In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you. For this is the law and the prophets. Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it. One of the things I noticed right away was the difference between those who take it and those who find it. There was an interesting change of words there. The easy path, many take it. The hard path, few find it. It's not so much that few take it, it's that few even find it to begin with. So thanks for experiencing a little bit of this ancient practice of praying with these very simple words of Scripture that aren't so simple sometimes to live. So my question today for you is, where will the journey in take you? Where will the journey in take you? We use this journey language a lot around here. We say that we are spiritual seekers. We invite all to come journey together. Through the journey in, we say that we are deepening our connection to one another. That's sort of the phrase that goes with that piece of the journey. What does it mean to deepen our connection to one another? And where will the journey in take you? That's my invitation to you to think about today. And then, I'll offer some ideas of my own of where I think it's going to take you. One place it could take you is through the budget. Ooh, boy, exciting. Let's talk about budgets. It's church budget time. There's $1,000 in the church budget that covers the journey in. Scratch your head. What, $1,000? Everything that the journey in team does is done in $1,000. It's one line item. We have a very streamlined budget around here, folks. It used to have four things on it. They're still there. There's Vacation Bible School, there's gifts and recognition, there's stepping stones, and those all have zeros next to them. Zero, zero, zero. The one that's still there is just curriculum and resources or something. It's very broad, it's very general. it covers a lot of things. When I hand in a reimbursement for Julie to pay it, chances are, if it's education related, it falls under curriculum and other resources. Like, it's just like, and other things. It's a very broad. But think about it. Everything that we do in the journey in is done in $1,000. One line item piece. Youth ministry, education, working with kids, passing on the faith, raising up new Christians. It's all done in $1,000. I'm not being critical of that. I'm in awe of that, actually. Okay? I might be a little critical. You might hear a little criticism in there. Rightly so, right? But one of the good news, bad news. So the good news is, it's not about the money, is it? Sometimes what the church does is not about the money. Because here's the other truth that goes along with that. It's like the smallest thing in our budget. But when you ask people in this church, what do you love about this church? What's important about this church? Their answers almost always are about relationships, our connections to one another, the people. It's all the journey in stuff. It's the fellowship groups. It's the time we spend together, whether it's a Friday night fellowship group or it's a bike night or it's a weekend at camp or, you know, just fill in the blank with all the things we do. Maybe it's with the kids out on the lawn on the Saturday before Easter, and there's, you know, 100 kids from the neighborhood and the community that are finding these little gems of Easter eggs. When you ask people, what is this church good at? What is this church sent? What's so important to us in this church? It almost always centers around the relationships, the connections, the people, right? Now, realistically, you could actually take the pastor's salary and probably take a third of my salary, and that also would be in the journey in. So I'm not being entirely fair just to say it's $1,000. You know, you could add a third of my salary to that, because easily a third of what I do with my time is in the journey in. It's working with kids. It's making sure we have some Sunday school stuff going on. It's making sure we might have some Wednesday night activities for kids. It's helping to develop relationships. That's one of the things people like about or want from their pastor in this church is a relationship, right? That's interesting. Some people want preaching from a pastor. Not here. it'll be somewhere on the list, somewhere way down low. But really what we want from our pastor is a relationship. We want to hang out. You know, we want to go out to lunch, or we want to do Bible study. And again, the Bible study, yeah, it's good if he teaches us something about the Bible. But what we really like is 30, 40 minutes before we start the Bible study, that just kind of sitting around and talking part. We really like that. So what I'm saying is it's a very small piece of our budget. It's why Linda was right to say, this is the easiest thing in the church to do. We only have $1,000 to spend. What can you do, right? How much time and effort is that going to take? Well, actually, it's all the stuff we do when we're being in relationship. So a couple of answers coming up to my question now. Where will the journey end take you? It'll take you to a $1,000 line item in our budget. That's pretty boring. But it'll take you to all the fellowship and educational things that the church does. That's pretty cool. Where will it take you? Where will the journey in take you? Will it take you to a deeper connection with each other? That's my question. And are there ways that this church can be together that helps that happen? And I'm always looking at ways to tweak that and make that better because I think it's good for us. I think it gets us, I think it's the narrow way, quite honestly. The path that leads to life, and few find it. Few find it, right? We're not even guaranteed that we're going to find it. We even say that in our, that's why we say we're spiritual seekers. We're not spiritual finders. We're not people with the answers. We're just spiritual seekers. We're hoping to find the narrow way that leads to life. And when we find it, I think it's going to look something like this. Here's an opening of a poem I really like. It's called The Layers by Stanley Kunitz. He says, I have walked through many lives, some of them my own. You hear the journey there? I have walked through many lives, some of them my own. And I am not who I was, but, and here's the part I like, some principle of being abides from which I struggle not to stray. Here's a man, Stanley Kunitz was a poet. He lived to be 105. He wrote this poem when he was in his 70s. And at the end of the poem, he says, I am not yet done with my changes. Right? This is a 70-year-old looking back over his life. I have walked through many lives, some of them my own. And I am not who I was. I have changed. Every day I change. But here's the thing. Some principle of being abides from which I struggle not to stray. I hope the journey in takes us to this place. I hope the journey in helps us connect, not just to one another, but to connect with that principle of being that I know is the core of who I am. It's who I was when I was 12 years old. It's who I was when I got married the first time. It's who I was when I was divorced and got married another time. And it's just, it gets chipped at around the edges. It's broken in a lot of places. And there's a lot of sharp things that still need to be worn down on my person. But there is some principle of being from which I struggle not to stray. In other words, from which I try to live faithfully. I think that's where the journey in takes us. And I think that it's important also to recognize that where it takes us is not just, it's not just about me, right? That sounds very solitary. Me, my principle of being, discovering my inner core self. But really, it's about being connected to you that brings me to that place. It's walking through many lives, some of whom are my own, right? It's being in relationship with you in Sunday school and in Bible study and in Wednesday night activities with your kids and at your hospital bedside. You know, it's all the places where the journey takes us, where we connect with one another, where we have fellowship over dinner, where we break bread together, and we are deepening our connections. What does that have to do with Matthew 7:12? In everything, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I don't know. Maybe the journey in takes us to the golden rule. You know, this occurs in Matthew 7. We've been in and out of the Sermon on the Mount all year, it seems like, for the last couple of years. That's Matthew 5 through 7. That's where we get things like the Lord's Prayer. It starts with the Beatitudes. There's a whole string of ethical teachings about loving your neighbor, about forgiving. How many times do I forgive? Well, let me tell you, 70 times 70. All these really hard things. Don't hate your enemies. Love them and pray for them. All the things in the Sermon on the Mount. And this is sort of the climax of that sermon. Put down to one verse. And he even says, for this is the law and the prophets. This doesn't just sum up my Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says in a way. This sums up everything that's ever been written. The law, the Torah, and all the prophets. That basically was the Bible in Jesus' day. Everything that was in Scripture was the law and the prophets. So everything is summed up in this one thing, how we live and how we love and how we do treat our neighbors. And then I think it's very interesting that the very next thing is this passage about the narrow and the wide, the way to life and the way to destruction. It's like Jesus knows he's calling us to do something really hard. You know, I've said this too, every time I teach about the golden rule is to show how universal it is. And all of the major religions of the world have something like the golden rule. What I learned in my study Bible this week was most of those, it's framed negatively, right? Don't do to others what you find hateful. I mean, that's the Torah says that in Judaism. What you find hateful, do not do to others, right? So it's framed negatively. Don't be a jerk, basically is what is, that's the short verse. Don't be a jerk. And to frame it positively the way Jesus does is to say, be nice. Be good. Be the way you'd want other people to be. It broadens it, right? It's not just this, don't do this one thing, but it's do all of these things. But it also, in broadening it, it makes it the narrow way. Because there's so much more for me to do in that positive, to do unto others in everything. In everything. Important little introduction to that line. In everything, do unto others, right? So that is the narrow way. And I think it's a journey. And maybe it's a journey in, and maybe it's a journey out, and maybe it's a journey up. But either way, it's a journey that we're all on together. But I find this idea of deepening our connections probably the most life-giving. We think about the narrow way that leads to life. I think that's the piece that is most life-giving about being in church together, that we deepen our connections to one another. Amen.